Stability isn't a word that comes to mind when describing Italian politics. Mario Monti has resigned as Prime Minister, prompting fresh elections in February. It's still not clear whether he'll put his hand up again for the top job. As an economist, Mr. Monti won support from European leaders, but as a politician at home, he wasn't all that popular. If he doesn't stand, voters are contemplating their options. There's scandal-plagued Silvio Berlusconi and a former comedian on offer. Europe correspondent Mary Guerin reports.
At his only press conference since resigning, Mario Monti refused to say whether or not he'll throw his hat into the ring for the upcoming elections, but he went on to publish an open letter to Italians outlining his ideas, prioritising anti-corruption measures, attracting foreign investment and incentives to hire women and young workers. Notably, the letter was backed by the powerful head of the Catholic Church in Italy. But Mr. Monti has thrown the election lead-up into confusion by saying that for credible forces he would give, quote, his appreciation, encouragement, and if asked, his leadership. James Walston, a political analyst at the American University of Rome, says Mr. Monti's made it very clear his steady-as-she-goes agenda is more important than his own personal ambitions.
And this is what he repeated, and he made clear in all the answers he gave as well to the press conference when people were trying to needle him into saying, are you going to stand? What sort of job will you take? He said, as long as the program goes through, I can do more or less anything. And that anything could be prime minister if enough people come along and say, we want you to be prime minister.
Mr. Monti is the technocrat appointed a year ago to lead an unelected government to steady the Italian economy. He replaced the controversial Silvio Berlusconi, who had supported Mr. Monti's reforms, but recently withdrew that backing, prompting the upcoming elections. Leading the polls is the centre-left Democratic Party. The scandal-tinged Mr. Berlusconi may have re-injected himself into the process in recent weeks, but support for his People of Freedom party has halved to about 16.5%, and he seen as having a spoiler role. Also in the mix is comedian Beppe Grillo, who's running on an anti-sleaze ticket and beating Mr. Berlusconi in the polls. On the streets of Rome, some residents are unimpressed by their range of political alternatives. This woman says, Monti has brought us to ruin somewhat. He's made us poorer. As long as Berlusconi doesn't come back, otherwise Italy will end up in a mess. Unfortunately, we have very few alternatives. But James Walston says he expects voters to support an agenda akin to that of Mr. Monti.
The most likely scenario will be a centre-left victory with a big fight over the Senate, and with Monti and the centrist parties coming in some way.
Political analyst at the American University of Rome, James Walston. Mary Guerin, the reporter.